The wheels of little red wagons squeak along a gravel trail as laughing children and young families pull them through a Wisconsin pumpkin patch. It's a crisp, clear autumn day just outside of Madison in the town of Fitchburg. At Apple Garden, a family farm with orchards and berry vines, 15 acres are cultivated each year for the annual tradition of picking the perfect pumpkin.
We got three giant ones, two really tiny ones, and two medium ones. Yara!
Vern Forrest and his wife Betty began growing pumpkins in 1993 alongside their apple orchards. Originally, Forrest planned to give away a pumpkin for every half bushel of apples he sold. But right away, things turned out different than he expected.
People come in and says, can we buy those pumpkins?
Though readily available in supermarkets, community stores, and some florist shops, Forrest said people prefer to come out to walk his fields and pick a pumpkin of their own.
Clearly, they're looking for experience. I mean, you can buy pumpkins at any store, run around the highway and stop and get one off a wagon someplace, but clearly they're looking for the fun and taking a wagon out in the patch like Charlie Brown and all this stuff and looking for the perfect pumpkin.
Madison resident Christine Peterson scours the pumpkin patch alongside a young man with very discerning tastes. She said she knows exactly what they're looking for.
Oh, well, we're looking for the perfect pumpkin for my nephew because he's quite particular, as you can see. We're looking for something, William, right? Not too bumpy and perfectly round with a good size face to put a little pumpkin face on.
But Vern Forrest says everyone has their own idea of what their perfect pumpkin looks like.
Some want a tall one, some want a fat one, some want the oddest thing that they can ever possibly find that you and I would probably think is an ugly pumpkin. So it really kind of gets down to a lot of individual choice. But they want obviously a healthy pumpkin that hasn't started to rot that will make it through Halloween. That's the main thing. And then they're all sizes. Some want little pumpkins. The little tiny children do not want a giant pumpkin. They want something they can carry.
Tom Yeager of Fitchburg said he and his wife Charlene have been picking pumpkins at Apple Garden for 3 years since their children were first born.
We're looking for three medium-sized pumpkins. Two small, one medium-sized.
With no shortage of stores in town where he can buy a pumpkin off the shelf, Yeager said he prefers to pick his own.
Well, it's a beautiful day today to be out in the farm atmosphere. We did hay rides and a little birthday party for one of our friends. So.
And Mark Seidenberg of Madison watches over a wagon full of pumpkins gathered by five young children. Once he gets them home, the family has planned a slew of activities.
Well, we're going to use them mainly for decorative purposes, and maybe we'll carve a few too.
And Seidenberg's daughter, Claudia, said she can't wait to cook her pumpkins into tasty treats.
If you carve the outside, then the seeds, you can cook them, or fry them, right?
Roast them,
whatever. And then you use the pulp for pumpkin bread or pumpkin pie.
Apple Garden owner Vern Forrest said he truly enjoys the delight children get when they come out to his farm to pick pumpkins.
There's 12 to 15 acres of pumpkins here now, and I just kept planning to make sure that all the kids and the families would be able to get a pumpkin if they came.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, this is James Mills.